This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, final segment with John Malkovich, and then I've got Roger Stone. When I say big news, we're going to cover the waterfront because there's a lot of news I needed to get to and some breaking news I haven't. But I got to say, I don't want to say it's depressing to be reminded of all the crimes Robert Mueller's, obviously Mueller's committed. It's just the fact that why would we have such horrible people in there and put up, and then Trump comes in, and I know what Trump's up to. I know the details. No lobbyists, no corruption, no crap. I mean, Trump is just a straight shooter. Now, he's hard as nails on the level, but he just can't see this hate of America and flushing it down the toilet. And I can tell you, he's been a Christian, but his faith has gotten much stronger, and he's been changed by all this. And, you know, his wife, obviously, is a driving force in that. They always act like she isn't supportive. It's the opposite. Okay? He wasn't going to run except Melania said, you got to do it. Okay. And I'm going to leave it at that. And Trump did get recruited by patriots who knew what was going on 5 years ago. They said, you got to do it. They were looking at taking Obama out. And then they made the decision to try to relaunch the Republic and turn the economy on and all this stuff. And it's just, it's going to be a mess. I'm telling you, civil war, folks, we don't fix this peacefully. And that's why I'm willing to stick it out there because the future is so horrible. I mean, we're talking nuclear war and stuff. Hillary was going to start wars. We've got 3 minutes left. You were getting into Lyft during the break, praying for the president, where all this is going, gut level, state senator, author of Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order, John Malkovich, closing comments.
Well, you know, Alex, I want to thank you so much for your very courageous contributions to the public debate and bring into the fore the fact that we are, that there is corruption in this country and that some of the people that are represented, as I say in the book, that Robert Mueller is depicted as an on-time press white shirt, Eagle Scout, Dudley Do-Right, just the opposite is true. And thank goodness for you and others like you that have the courage, we're able to go ahead and really expose the fact that he's a schemer, he's an operator, and he has been for at least 30 years. And I want to close with this, if I may. You know, this book could be depressing because we see this man has this amazing power, so powerful and yet so very corrupt. It's very threatening to the Republic. But the really encouraging thing about this is the fact that so many writers and investigators, and by the way, we quote your investigative team, and federal agents and soldiers and veterans and the victims, the families of the victims of 9/11 have come forward and brought this information. I think this is a great book, not because I was involved, but because of all the people that sacrificed much and risked everything to bring these facts to the fore. And that's what we try to do is compile the very courageous findings and investigative results of other folks. And we're going to continue to pray for you, Alex. We're going to continue to pray for our president, for Roger. I've never met him. I'm referring to him by his first name. I've never met him, but I've and Dr. Corsi. You know, it's very important that y'all have had the backbone to bring these issues to the fore.
Well, thank you. When I say depressing, it feels good to know you're there and the book's there and other people are standing up. It's just, it's beyond depressing. It's like it's an object. It's a creature in our way that's threatening our whole existence that is an abomination. And then they add the sickening gravy or the icing of the worship of him. And I see grown men scared of him. And the fact that he's tried to set me up, I'm not liberty to get into it, all of it, and they obsess over me, and I know I'm totally innocent, and then he's delivering uranium on tarmacs.
To the Russians. Is that Russian collusion? Taking highly enriched uranium? Don't hold your breath waiting for the mainstream media to report that.
I want to see him indicted. And, you know, if I have to put myself in danger to make sure that he gets brought to justice, so be it. But I'll tell these guys something. You know, they really have been breaking the rules of chivalry. And I really am concerned for everybody if this goes much further. Because I can tell you, there are a lot of people that aren't going to put up with this stuff anymore. And it's just that simple. Thank you so much, Senator, for coming on. We look forward to speaking to you again. God bless.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
We'll be back with Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen. We are living in epic times. That word gets overused, but this is an epic time.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers were solid country gold.
Then I know. All right, Roger has a really good personal friend who's very, very close to the president joining us to give you really big intel. And so I was going to ride shotgun for the whole hour, but I have a lot of news you don't do with Roger, but I'm going to duck out here at this segment. He has several big guests coming on. People probably noticed I'm a lot calmer today. It's because things are so bad. It just really makes me take a few steps back. And the fact that this isn't just cut and dry, that we back Trump and back the country and back success and back God. And just to realize that it's not just something that's part of the operating system of Democrats at the national level and the globalists, but it's who their people are. They have so converted the average Democrat and the average leftist, really, into an America hater that the Ninth Circuit ruled years ago that you can't wear American flags in schools in those districts on the West Coast. It's a symbol of hate. That the president's saying, it's okay to have a nation and be proud of America. And they say that's white supremacy. And to have Macron say the greatest form of patriotism is not having a nation. And then you're just absorbed into some big global government that's absolutely evil and pays no taxes, but you pay great taxes. I mean, it's just a joke. But they use the power of consensus with all the news channels and all the newspapers going, look, Jim Acosta didn't touch the White House intern. Alex Jones faked it. InfoWars faked it. Paul Watson faked it. And you're like, it's the real video. There it is. But it's gaslighting. And it's a psychological tactic. And then I see this little Jim. You've now got Maryland, San Francisco, state of California, attorney generals. Whitaker's appointment as acting attorney general is unlawful, Maryland says. The government, attorney general. And then even mainstream news goes, well, this is a new legal theory. No one's ever said this. And then we have the U.S. Constitution that's totally clear. In Article 2, Section 1, the power of appointment. Here it is right here. Article 2, Section 2, grants clause, the power of appointing. And it has to be then approved by Congress, but he's got 210 days. It's totally normal. But it's just like they said, he can't ban people from six countries that don't issue passports. You know, Somalia doesn't have airports, folks, but imams will issue a passport, and people show up to fly into the U.S. out of Tunisia who are known terrorists with a fake passport that's written on a piece of paper his imam gave him. These are countries that sell women in sex markets. Think about that. And then all the Democrat courts said it's terrible. Yes, we're striking it down until we get to the Supreme Court. And they said, of course he can do that. That's how crazy this is. Just like the Republicans got 58,000 more votes in Georgia over the loony Democrat, and they've got a federal judge appointed by Obama who signaled she's going to overturn the election and have a runoff. And they just, so Roger, you're going to take over here. You get some big guests, but tidbits, they've got until what, Friday or tomorrow, Thursday with Florida, you're in Broward County. We've got Matt Gaetz saying that they're testing what you said last week, the steal of 2020 here. They're saying if Trump challenges any of this known fraud, he's a dictator and wants martial law. It's the Democrats that are already acting as a lawless group, seizing power in a criminal coup, basically, via the elections and everywhere else. And at a certain point, I've said this, the president has to have a nationwide address, bring all this out, say, we really won the election, show the evidence. They said that Hillary really won, which she didn't with no evidence. So, I mean, I think it's coming down to, if the Democrats already put us into a civil emergency, the threat level they're at of lawlessness, at a certain point, I don't think half measures with Whitaker are enough here. I mean, I think Trump must go on the thermonuclear, and I don't mean literally, but he has to go nuclear option. The Democrats have said, we don't like America. America can't exist. America's bad. America was never great. They are now completely converted to working for foreign powers. And that's not an overstatement. Anything else is a lie. We are in total meltdown crisis. As I predicted, we got a beachhead with Trump. I said the counteroffensive is going to be absolutely incredible. And, you know, I'm not up here trying to punch the globalists in the nose every day just to act tough. I understand the clear and present danger to everything if we don't. And I'm sick of their bullying. I'm sick of their intimidation. I'm sick of their lies. And they are just escalating things into a very dangerous zone. I mean, I can't help it, man. The areas of my brain that are starting to turn on, it is not good, Roger.
Well, I must say this, Alex. I'm becoming increasingly confident about Florida. The real dichotomy here is pretty clear. The Democrats are saying count every vote, and the Republicans are saying count every legal vote. As each day goes by, the shenanigans of Brenda Snipes and the Broward County Board of Elections become more apparent to anybody who will look at it objectively. We're going to have a special report on the War Room later today regarding the latest evidence of fraud at the Broward County Board of Elections under Ms. Snipes. But the most significant development today, Alex, is that it turns out President Donald Trump consulted the Department of Justice prior to the appointment of acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. And the department told him the appointment was valid and perfectly legal, and they cited 160 other instances as precedent. So all of that hand-wringing, all of that jumping up and down and screaming by Chuck Schumer and Congressman Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and these other...
I mean, if Trump takes a breath or if Trump trims his fingernails, it's a crime. They are just obstructing and lying about everything. That's my point. They are clearly and presently saying when they get in control of the House and Senate finance committees and other areas, they're going to sabotage the economy. I mean, at a certain point, we can't just sit here and take their criminal activity more. And that's what I'm saying, Roger.
Well, the good news, of course, is that they only control one house of Congress. They do not control the Senate. They do not control the White House.
But they're lawlessly running around engaging in all sorts of crime. What does Whitaker need to do? I mean, they have ample evidence to indict Bill and Hillary Clinton. Those two want to kill the president. They're already criminals. So let's just take the gloves off and indict their asses right now.
Well, I think that Acting Attorney General Whitaker should exercise his power to appoint a special prosecutor in the matter of Uranium One. That is the largest treasonous crime in U.S. history. We've talked about it extensively.
And they're trying to run out the statute of limitations, but there's been new crimes involved lying about it, so there isn't no statute.
Well, the money continues to flow. Therefore, I would argue that the conspiracy is ongoing, and therefore there is no statute of limitations. Also, there are no statute of limitations whatsoever on treason, and this is treasonous activity. if you want to hit the deep state right where it hurts, if you want to expedite the indictment of Bill and Hillary Clinton and all of their cohorts, including Mr. Mueller and perhaps the former president, then a real investigation into Uranium One, I think, is the appropriate move by the
absolutely. He also basically ran Jerry Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein and the whole pedo op. So, I mean, Mr. Mueller, he needs to be massively investigated, because we know he is an arch criminal, worse than anything in a Batman comic. And it's just, Robert Mueller is unbelievable. And we've been exposing him today. I know you've got the latest on you as well, Roger, and Dr. Jerome Corsi, who it turns out they're saying they're going to indict because he wouldn't lie about Roger Stone. So it turns out that Corsi is quite the guy for not rolling over. I think Corsi's a great guy. I never thought he would. But then he's just having so many health problems. I thought they might, who knows, do what? Torture him? Who knows?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, Roger has two special guests coming up in the next two segments. One of them, a close confidant of the president, to try to get your take on how the president's doing under all these attacks. It seems only make him stronger. All he's trying to do is restore the republic, be a decent president for everybody. And it shows you how far gone our country was by globalists and foreign special interests that believe they have full control of this nation. They believe they own it, that they are now saying you can't even say the nation exists or you're bad. Not just here at home, but the president goes to France and gets told how bad he is and that nation states are bad and that true patriotism is not believing in your nation. That is truly 1984 come true. But Roger, I have a message to the president, and I'm going to shoot it here in the next few days and make sure it gets to him, make sure it gets to Don Jr. And I think the president already knows this, but he seems to like it when he gets a sounding board and kind of gets, you know, the same analysis back, especially when it's exactly what he's already thinking. Trump understands that they're going to destroy him if they're able to. He's now in a death battle. He's now in a total battle, total struggle. And his whole name is tied to this now. And he's either going to come out as the new George Washington 2.0, or he will be destroyed, and the country along with him, which is the globalist plan regardless. He stepped in the way of this train for us, whereas the globalists were sealing the vault door on us, imprisoning America in this globalist tomb. He stuck his foot in the door. They're smashing it off, and he's saying, hey, everybody, help me. Help me. I can't hold the door much longer. And you and I are in that position. We're not heroes, but we metaphysically have to do this because we are truly loyal to the country, and we're loyal to our ancestors, and we're loyal to being honorable individuals. And that's why it's so hard to be called dishonorable by the dishonorable press who works for these absolutely wicked people who basically have no soul, like Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton and others. We know Hillary's going to run for office. She controls the party. She controls the foundations. But also, I know people that have been at the meetings when she's there in the last 2 months with Michelle Obama and Obama, and it's a done deal. And now they may change it, but right now it's a done deal. And I got contacted by high-level folks, and then I got a visit saying, you need to cover this. This is real. Notice now she's saying, oh, yes, I may run now. Because she sees the signal of the weakness of the Republicans not going after this election fraud and keeping these election areas open and breaking all these rules. They see that as a green light, as a dress rehearsal, as Congressman Matt Gaetz has said. We'll play that Matt Gaetz clip here in a moment. And so we're faced with such naked criminality that it seems radical if we get really aggressive politically, economically, and through the criminal justice system. But this is self-defense. So if we don't get really aggressive, and if the president doesn't get really aggressive, I know he's surrounded by a bunch of cowards. He's trying to get some good people in now. We're doomed. And now it's beyond the country. These globalists are so bad. It's about the whole planet and what they'll do seizing America. So it's now gut check time to decide what side of history we're on for the military, the police, everybody. And I'm not trying to give orders here. I don't know exactly what we should do. I'm just saying the death con has gone up. We are in really bad situation here, and if they get left alone to engage in these crimes, they're going to double it again, and then that's going to trigger a giant conflagration, which I don't want. I just want the globalists and all their stolen money to stop trying to strangle the country in a pissing contest. But they're mad dogs, and you know in criminology that psychopaths and others – at first, they're more skilled, but then as they get away with it, they get more emboldened because subconsciously, their conscience is evil, part of their subconscious is evil too, but the basic human programming still in them wants them to destroy themselves, wants them to kill themselves because they're not good for humanity. So that's why these psychos sabotage themselves, is because their own body is trying to stop them. Well, so all I'm saying is we are giving license to all this, and it's time to really get aggressive. I don't know exactly what that is, but I'm telling the president he has my full backing for whatever needs to be done. Roger?
You know, Alex, I think the prospects for victory are absolutely zero unless we have a fully accessible internet. The internet was the vehicle that allowed Donald Trump to pull off the most improbable victory in American political history. The internet has driven this truth-telling revolution, which is why InfoWars is in the crosshairs, and why the internet-based censorship by the tech left cost us in the last election. The single most important thing anybody can do right now to back up the president is to go to writetrump.com. That's write Trump, like the word W-R-I-T-E, Trump.com, and help us here at InfoWars deliver 1 million letters to the president. He has no chance of victory if he does not have a level playing field on the internet. We've seen that graphically in the last election, and now it's time for action. So if you are teed off, if you're angry, if you're upset about these elections, if you're worried about 2020, if you're furious at the left and their announcement of 85 individual investigations into Donald Trump, and you want to do something about it, now is your chance. Go to writetrump.com. Help Alex Jones, help me, help yourself. Help InfoWars, help the entire pro-freedom internet-based movement, and end the net censorship so that we can compete in the marketplace of ideas. There is no more important thing for the president to do is to guarantee his ability to communicate in the coming fight. If he cripples himself, as he allowed us to be crippled in the last election, then surely the future of his presidency, the prospects of his reform agenda, his prospects for re-election, indeed his legacy, can be flushed. If, on the other hand, we have a free, open, robust, and vibrant internet where InfoWars is unfettered, I believe we will win because we have truth on our side.
And let me add this. Congressman Schiff, who will now run the Intelligence Committee in the House, he has said he's going to investigate how Trump's been mean to Jeff Bezos, who literally gets $48,000 of taxpayer money for each employee he has, more than they're paid in many cases. That's all over drudgereport.com today. This guy who owns the Washington Post and who's openly trying to literally destroy Main Street, this guy, they're about to turn it around like Trump's being mean to the press and Trump's being mean to Jeff Bezos. This is like saying the Allies are being mean to Hitler. So he has to go on the offense. The lame duck Congress the next 2 months, it needs to get angry and also point out the election fraud. The Democrats said the election was illegitimate with no proof. We have evidence that the Republicans actually stayed in. So the combination of fraud and First Amendment suppression, voter suppression, election meddling did this. So let's go on the offense. I got to say, Congressman Matt Gaetz has been on fire as of late. So have others. I think Jim Jordan should get the leadership position in the House. What do you think?
I totally agree. We need a firebrand like Jim Jordan. What we don't need is an old-fashioned establishment, blue blood, go-along to get-along Republican. It's time to fight. The Trump majority coalition in the country is still the majority, and we can win the 2020 election, and we can enact the rest of his agenda, but not without a clamp on internet censorship.
That's right. We said 2018 was the most important election in world history. 2020, if we lose, could be the last election because the globalists want nuclear war. And they're not going to allow freedom anymore. They're going to sew it all up. This is America's brightest but also darkest hour. Whatever you do, spread the live links and get around.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that
It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm joining you from our Miami studio. So, the Wall Street Journal is now reporting that Robert Mueller is investigating whether I tried to intimidate Randy Credico, when in fact it was Randy Credico who tried to intimidate me. Within the next 24 hours, the absolute stone-cold proof will be there for everyone to see. absolute proof that Credico was my source regarding the WikiLeaks disclosures, absolute proof that Credico says in his own words that his source is a WikiLeaks woman lawyer that he identifies, and that he was telling me what was going down. Stand by for that. Now, joining us is one of my favorite guests. Tana Gertz is a personal friend of Donald Trump, one of the earliest contestants on The Apprentice, who later emerged as a key strategist and organizer for the president's Iowa campaign. And, of course, Iowa is the first step in the Republican primaries and caucuses that lead to the national convention and, in the case of Donald Trump, to the White House. So Tana was there at the beginning, and she joins us now. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for having me, Roger, and I appreciate those kind words.
Well, you know, the thing I like about you is that you are typical of the kind of non-politician, non-political insider who was attracted to Donald Trump's candidacy from the beginning. I think, like me, you saw in him someone who was bigger than either party, bigger than any one political philosophy, a problem solver, a pragmatist who believes deeply in America and could cut through the BS of politics to actually get something done. And look at the results. 4.2 million new jobs, record wage growth, unemployment at the lowest point in American history, a record stock market, billions pouring back into the country to be invested here, to start companies here, to create jobs here. But if you believe the LA Times, the president's been in a dark mood since the election. The president has been angry since the election. That's not what I'm hearing. Tana, what are you hearing?
You're 100% right. That's not the president that we know and love. We know exactly what Donald Trump is doing. He's strategizing to make America better again and great again. And you're 100% right. 4.5 million jobs since he has been in office. I mean, we don't even want to go over what our previous president did. Manufacturing jobs were going overseas and nobody cared about it. So I fell in love with him knowing, yes, he was going to be the builder of America. Who better than Donald Trump to rebuild America? But getting back to your question about, do I think he has a dark mood? I know I laugh at when I read these articles saying, oh, the caravan and what, you know, Donald Trump was going to do was just for midterms. It was just a political move. And I'm like, oh, actually, that couldn't be the furthest from the truth. He is actually taking aggressive measures to ensure that people enter our country legally. And so, no, he's not in any dark mood. You can't have the stamina that he has and be dark. And that's just a joke. So that doesn't bother me at all. And we both know what he's capable of doing. And the Democrats and really anybody out there who doesn't want a better America is terrified of what he's going to do and how much better he's going to actually do for our country.
What is your opinion of the stunning move in which he wrenched control of his Justice Department away from Rod Rosenstein and inserted Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker? Now, you're from Iowa, which is where Matthew Whitaker is from. Tell us your assessment of the man.
I think it was a great move. I think it shows also, once again, President Trump is a wise man, and he put in the right guy. Matt has got a great reputation here in Iowa. He is tough. He's got a great reputation of being a good lawyer. He's not a wimp, and that's exactly what I want in the administration. That's what I wanted in my president. I didn't hire him or ask him, you know, I didn't vote for him to be a preacher. I voted for him to be, you know, I'm going to watch my words. I voted for him to be my president, not my preacher. And I love the fact that he's got guts and he doesn't care what anybody says and he doesn't care how he says it. And I don't care about his tone. And that's exactly what we're going to find in Matt. As I mentioned, he's got a great reputation here in Iowa. He's smart and he's tough. Huh. Very similar to our president. Very similar to you and I, Roger.
Well, those are the qualities that are going to be needed because the deep state, Congressman Jerry Nadler and Congressman Adam Schiff, Senator Chuck Schumer, they're furious that the president has taken his Justice Department back. They are furious that he has essentially taken Rod Rosenstein out of the loop and reasserted his control of his own Justice Department, which had to be one of the dirtiest tricks that I had seen. And everybody's waiting for the other shoe to drop, particularly since it was revealed today that the Justice Department was consulted in advance and essentially authorized the president to make this appointment in the sense that they said it was legally binding and that there were 160 previous incidents where this mattered. Now, let's go to the issue of internet censorship, because I know you're very, very active on social media. You have a huge following on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and so on. Do you think that the internet censorship played as big a role in the recent loosing of the House as Alex Jones and I believe it did?
I actually do believe that, because it's just so funny. When I go to hashtag MAGA or go to hashtag midterm elections or Republican or woman for Trump, it's funny. I'm not able to post that. It's just, I mean, I have to do 15,000 attempts to get one post up. Yet, you know, I see the opposing side, people that I go up against on television, they're able to post till the cows come home. So yes, the censorship is terrible. It's scary because, you know, that's how we won, by Donald Trump being able to reach so many Americans, as well as people like yourself and I, freedom of speech, getting out there, Alex getting out there with InfoWars. We need that platform to let the public know the real man, the president that we all voted for, or the majority of us did, 63 million plus, but who's counting? And so absolutely, this is a very important issue that we all have to take into account. And I always say after every video I do or anything, please share. Let the videos get legs. So when I share something of yours, Roger, then my whole following of 100,000 people sees it, and I tell them, please share and share and share. So I agree with you that we are in a tight spot, and we will win, but we need our army behind us.
All right. Tana Gerkes, a breath of fresh air, a close personal friend of the president and the First Family, one of the most outspoken and effective advocates for the Trump presidency out there. Thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you,
thank
and
you
we will see you again.
I hope so. Thanks for having me, Roger. Take care.
Many thanks. In the meantime, folks, I want to remind you, the Alex Jones Show is brought to you only through your loyal patronage at the InfoWars.com store. We're fighting challenges as never before. It's not just internet censorship, but it's fooling with our banking, monkeying with our ability to conduct commerce with you, not to mention the multi-million-dollar harassment lawsuits that Alex Jones has to combat. So please, go to the InfoWars.com site now and look at some of these unbelievable blowout specials. My all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus, now at 50% off. The new X3, the finest iodine, natural iodine you can find in the marketplace at extraordinary prices. We need your help as never before. Please go to the InfoWars.com store now and have our back. Believe me, your purchases make George Soros very, very unhappy. I'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The front lines of the information war. It's Roger Stone. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I agree with Alex Jones. I think that music is a little sleepy for the excitement that is The Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, and now joining me is Tyler Nixon, who is not only an Army veteran, an attorney, a libertarian activist, a writer, an author, but also one of my personal attorneys, and in all honesty, one of my closest friends. Tyler, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
It's great to be with you, Roger, and on the Alex Jones Show and on InfoWars, as always.
So you had quite a bit of news yesterday, because you were among those who went to the Mueller grand jury two Fridays ago. And why don't you tell us what you experienced?
Well, you know, it was interesting, because what I was expecting was sort of the boogeyman factor. You know, you You look at these folks from a distance, you see what they're doing, what I've seen them do to you, what I've seen them do to other people, I feel a burning sense of injustice with it because I think it's been complete hoax, a witch hunt, whatever, any term you want to use for it. It's not a legitimate investigation. What it is a charade intended to obscure the reality that went on in the 2016 election, which was the abuse of FISA warrants and the massive national security surveillance powers to spy on a presidential candidate and his inner circle as well as beyond that, in an unprecedented abuse of power, as you've pointed out many, many times on here, Roger. And you know, for that level of unprecedented abuse of power, there's going to have to be an unprecedented abuse of cover-up. And that's exactly what we see in the Mueller probe that has dragged on far longer than any legitimate criminal investigation would. I mean, there are mafia, organized criminal organization. You look at El Chapo, how many years it took them to bring him to trial. What they've gone into with Mueller is really just sidebar stuff at best. I mean, in your case, there's nothing there whatsoever. And it's laughable to me that they have dragged in more of your associates and confidants and people close to you than any other person probably who has been in the target sites of this man and his Democrat hit squad, as I was questioned by Jeannie Ree, the Clinton's lawyer. I mean, how do you justify having Hillary Clinton's lawyer and the Clinton Foundation's lawyer questioning and examining Roger Stone's attorney or someone close to Roger Stone, who, you know, as I've said, you wrote The Clinton's War on Women. You have been a longtime opponent and adversary of the Clintons. So, you know, just the appearance alone of improprieties like that is enough to really it's not even necessarily the appearance, it's the fact that they disregard it. These are supposed to be the top attorneys in the country. Ms. Ree is a double Yale graduate. The fact that she would just blow off the fact that she worked for the person who you went after in the election, who is the opposition candidate to the people who are being investigated, you know, is enough to me to say this is not, the fix is in, this is not legitimate. And it's dragged on far too long. Even Jeff Sessions, on his way out the door after being essentially terminated, said it's really bad for the country how long this thing is dragged out. And it shows you exactly why, because now they've won Congress and they're going to hand it off to Schiff et al. And I'm sure Mueller will just ride into the sunset. But it's a disgrace and a disgusting abuse of power, as bad as the Obama Clinton administration's FISA surveillance on the. You and others.
Well, I would relish the opportunity to match wits with Adam Schiff, but then I don't want to fight an unarmed man. What's even more egregious here, Tyler, is the fact that Jeannie Ree, who is now serving as a prosecutor for Mr. Mueller, questioning witnesses about me before the grand jury, represented Hillary Clinton specifically in the missing email illegal server case, which is one of the matters in which I am under investigation, even though I know nothing whatsoever about it. So it's an egregious material conflict. It's not just an appearance of conflict because Ms. Ree happens to be a Democrat and I happen to be a Republican. She has a material conflict, which, of course, I'm certain, should they make the mistake of making some illegitimate move against me, having found no Russian collusion, no WikiLeaks collaboration. Today there's a nonsensical story saying that I sought to intimidate Randy Credico, which is funny because this is the same Randy Credico who threatened to put a hole in the head of David Lugo, who testified honestly before the grand jury as to the fact that Credico confirmed that he was my source. Stand by, because it will be proven in the next 24 hours, indisputably, that Randy Credico, in his own words, admitted that he was my source. It's a travesty. It's really an extraordinary miscarriage of justice. But the incredible financial and personal pressure this has put me under is the real story. Look, I'm like Alex Jones. I'm tough. I'm a warrior. This isn't about me. This is about the future of America. But the pressure it's put my family under, the financial pressure that they seek to put you under, so that you ultimately plead guilty to some lesser crime that you did not commit, like General Flynn, who I think is a great patriot, who I think did nothing wrong, but he lost his home. He lost his savings. They threatened to indict his son. and he ultimately pled guilty to something I don't think he's guilty of. Perhaps that's what they have in mind for Roger Stone, but I don't intend to go down that road. I've had no choice, as you know, but to set up a legal defense fund. People who want to help me, people who are outraged that the Clintons' personal henchwoman, that Hillary Clinton's legal attack dog is leading the charge for the Mueller team against Roger Stone, can go to stonedefensefund.com. Stonedefensefund.com. There you see it. I need help as never before. I'm deeply grateful for everything that many have done for me through the Legal Defense Fund, but my life is now in your hands. Please help me with this important fight. Tyler's given me the best legal advice you could have. I have other extraordinarily talented and capable lawyers, Grant Smith, Rob Bouchel, Tara Palmieri, and Bruce Rogow, as well as Tyler Nixon. But I'm fighting, an unlimited budget of the federal government. I am fighting a platoon of Ivy League educated, smart-ass liberal lawyers. And to paraphrase Bob Dylan, it's as if Robert Mueller has said to them, everybody must get stoned.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you this also, Roger. I can attest to, you know, to those who would donate to your defense fund, and I urge you to do so. We have run a lean team, meaning we have done yeoman's work, especially Rob Bouchel and Grant Smith, in terms of really getting the most out of what our work is and being up against it, just an army of unlimited resources and prosecutors. I mean, for example, in my case, I was flown from Colorado to Washington. This is after two FBI agents were flown to Colorado and to Las Vegas and then back to Washington. I was put up in a hotel. I mean, you know, it probably cost $20,000 for them just to elicit my 20 minutes of testimony and to sit there with the prosecutor. So you can imagine, I mean, they just don't care how much they spend. In your case, though, you know, look, I mean, it's difficult also on top of being pursued. I mean, you know, I can imagine you've got situations where it's difficult to get the usual work that you did, the consultancy and so forth, when you've got this constant overhanging investigation. And this is really the point of it, Roger. They want to drag it out, and it's true, to destroy you, to break your back, to, you've lost employees over this, people who worked, who were close to you, who were drawn in and dragged into this this complete farce of an investigation. And they are trying to destroy you, and they've got unlimited resources, and I think it's a disgusting thing that they're doing. I'm appalled. It really bothers me, and not just from the perspective of you're being a friend of mine, but from the perspective of justice and the fact that we should never have a government that can just arbitrarily and unilaterally break people just because they're the people in charge. I mean, Bob Mueller, this man is detestable. I'm sorry, I don't care. I went to the University of Virginia as well. And let me tell you something. I don't care how many people pat him on the back and sing his hosannas and think he walks on water. His actions, letting this thing go on as long as it has, and not answering to the public either, this big thing about being silent, BS on that. He should step up and have to answer to the public for all the conflicts of interest, for starters, the millions of dollars, why this is dragged on. You know, this veil of secrecy and silence that they hide behind, it reminds me of the Bush-Cheney administration. You know, Cheney, he would sit back. They wouldn't answer to anybody. They just did what the hell they wanted. And, it comes as no surprise that Mueller acts this way, because he was their cover-up artist, frankly, for a lot that went on during his administration. And the Obama administration identified him as someone who would, go along with the program, let's say. And certainly the Clintons, during the 90s with, all that went on there, Mueller was around. Mueller is a creature of the swamp. And I don't care how many people tell me that he is, the greatest thing since sliced bread in Washington, D.C. His conduct in this is a blight on his career and on this
country. All right. I'm afraid we have to leave it there. Thank you, Tyler Nixon, and thank you so much for joining us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.